102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Angela this morning. Good morning, Angela. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning, Dream Team.
All right. Thank you for reaching out to us. Now, you're going to be seeking a pardon from your roommate. You guys live in San Francisco, and you go back to college together, and it's your roommate, Lauren, you're going to be seeking a pardon from. Now, before the little drama happened between you guys, how's your relationship been since college days?
I mean, our relationship since the college days has been good. You know, we're good friends, and that's why we decided to move in together.
Right, right. However, lately there is a little drama occurring between you and Lauren because of a party that you want to have.
Yeah, that's true. I want to have a Friendsgiving. I've worked pretty hard to, you know, take into consideration necessary precautions, and Lauren doesn't feel comfortable. And she wants me to call it off, but I don't want to call it off. I really need this, and I think so do my friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for your mental health. Okay, I see.
Right. And there's a little wrinkle in the scenario as far as your name is the only one on the lease, and she just lives with you as a roommate.
Oh.
Yes, that is true. The apartment is in my name, and so legally I do control more of what the hell happens.
So you got all the leverage right now.
Right, which is your reason why you like, I ain't canceling my party. Just go ahead and say
right,
it.
Right,
right. Right. So Lauren is still feeling very uncomfortable about the situation. Of course, she feels that this is a danger due to COVID and the pandemic. However, you're refusing to call it off. You say you put in too much work. Are you going to do your due diligence as far as distancing and things of that nature?
Yeah, we're going to open the windows, keep the air circulating. And I mean, I want to make sure and ask my friends who are coming, you know, to get tested. I mean, that's a possibility. Or to just, you know, be just to believe in COVID. I don't want people coming over who just like aren't caring about other people. But I think that we can be responsible and, you know, take necessary precautions and still get to celebrate and see each other. It's been a hard year.
Now, you have told Lauren if she's uncomfortable, you suggest that she leaves the apartment on that day, huh?
Yeah, if she doesn't want to be around that many people, I'm not forcing her to be around, or she can even wear a mask inside. It's really up to her, but I'm not canceling it. And she and I have not been able to come to a space of, you know, communicating about those boundaries. And so this is mine. I'm not canceling.
Wow. All right.
Wow. We're going to reach out to Lauren to see what she has to say. We're going to bring her on. You're going to present your case to her. We're going to give her time to think about it and find out if there's going to be a pardon granted this morning. That's okay with you, Angela? Because it's your place. It's okay with you. Yeah. You own everything. Right. This is your place. Like, we can't do nothing unless you say we got to do it, Angela.
Angela got to give the green light.
Right. Can we call her?
Yes, please.
There we go. Permission granted.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good.
Doing good.
Welcome to the Dream Team. I know you're wondering why you're here this morning, but we have a young lady by the name of Angela who would like to talk to you this morning. Do you know her, Angela?
Oh, yes. I know an Angela, yes.
Roomies. Okay.
Now, that's your girl. You guys are roomies, and you guys go back to college. And before the recent drama, everything was good, right?
Yes. Yeah. Angela and I were best friends in college. So we moved in together because we just wanted to, you know, keep it going. We were really good roommates, and we work good as roommates now, except we're,
recently.
You know, disagreements. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Recently, of course, due to the pandemic and due to COVID, you guys have been sheltered in place and all of that. Angela's feeling like she needs to, you know, be around some companionship. So she's planning a Friendsgiving this weekend, and you're not comfortable with that.
That is correct.
Is Angela usually the boss of the situation? Does she usually have things that go her way?
Yes. Well, her name is on the lease. So it's understandable, like, her taking the upper hand in making the final decision. But at the same time, like, this is a huge pandemic that's been going on for months. Mm-hmm. And people's health depend on it. And I really feel like she should definitely
I just have to ask this one question. If every time there's a disagreement, does she take the whole my name is on the lease approach to everything?
Honestly, not always. Like, there are some things, like, there have been times when, like, she wants to throw a party, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel like it. And she's like, well, I'm throwing one. But it's not that big of a deal, because it's not.
It's not a pandemic.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
And she bringing people that you know over, or are these strangers to you?
Ah.
Well, most of them are friends that I know, but some of them are like significant others, so I don't know where those people have been. Like, I don't know how long they've dated them.
Right.
Yeah.
And they coming into the place where you share living space. Okay, so we're going to bring Angela on. She would like to talk to you for just a few moments, Lauren. We need you to think about what she says and then make a decision. How's that?
Okay.
Angela, talk to your roommate, Lauren. Go ahead.
Thank you, guys. Lauren, thank you for, you know, agreeing to talk about this and consider the pardon. I really want to have this Friendsgiving. I've put so much effort into talking to my friends and organizing and getting food together. And I understand that you don't feel comfortable because, you know, this is a really uncomfortable situation. But I think that we can come to a compromise and, you know, you could wear a mask or we can have deeper conversations with the people who are coming about the precautions that they are taking so that maybe you feel a little bit more comfortable with them coming in. Of course, no one would be like going in your room. I could even like clean the house if you don't want to be home before you come in. And I was saying, you know, testing is pretty available now, so maybe we could do something about testing and then still have the party, get that soul nourishment that I feel like I really need, and I think you probably need it too. And I just don't think that it's like that big of a deal. We can't just only isolate for an undetermined amount of time. We need to figure out how to live our lives. I really want to have this party. And
Angela, this country is breaking records every single day for the past like week and a half for new cases. You do understand that, right?
I do understand that, but like we have to figure out how to move forward with this new reality.
What about just having a Friendsgiving with you and her? Make it a, you know, just the girls' night in kind of deal. Or are you just trying to do it for Instagram? You trying to do it for the gram?
I don't want to do it for the gram. I mean, there's already this amount of controversy over me wanting to have this. I want to do this with a trusted friend where we can navigate a conversation about how at risk we are. You know, we can talk about it. We can look at that.
But in the situation where you're sharing space, Angela, I understand your name is on the lease and you're more in control of the apartment. But in a situation where both of you guys are sharing space there, you can't understand a little bit that this is a health concern for Lauren. And she's just not tripping about the party, but this is a health concern.
Yes. I'm not comfortable with, first of all, it's the amount of people. Like, and you invited like at least 10 people. And I don't know if they're bringing other people. And we don't have like an enormous apartment and I pay half the rent. So I'm not like completely out of control here. Like I do finance half of where we live. So I don't think it's fair that you're not considering the fact that like I'm going to other places where people might be compromised, like with their immune systems or they're older people or like they're my family. Like you just want to have these people over because you've been working so hard on the food and everything. And I get it. I really do. But like, is there any way that you could find some kind of like alternative space to do it in? Because you could clean it from top to bottom. It like lives in the air. And it's been going on for such a long time that you have no idea how it's going to like react to certain people. So I just think that you need to, like, really consider that. I know that you want to have a party. I get it. And, yes, like, we've been shut in forever and ever. And I know that you're probably sick of, like, just me all the time. But, like, come on. You can't just, like, make an executive decision like that and be like, well, I'm just going to disregard you. Like, I don't care if they don't go in my room. Like, I use the kitchen. I use the bathroom. Like, you're going to tell me that they're not going to touch anything in there? Mm. And even if I wear a mask, like, that's protecting them from my germs. So if they're not wearing masks the whole time, they're not protecting me from whatever they're bringing in.
Actually, that's wrong. That's actually incorrect. The CDC came out and has actually finally
now y'all put it
out
CDC reports. Okay.
Interesting.
Your mask. You wearing a mask. Oh, so now you come out with that fundamental.
All right, ladies, this is what we have to do. At this point, Lauren, we're going to need you to calm down just a little bit. So, Angela, once again, present your case to your roomie, Lauren.
I really need this Friendsgiving. The people who I'm inviting are trusted and their significant others who are already in their germ pod. I have facilitated and will continue to facilitate a conversation around COVID consciousness. We can get tested. These are my chosen family because my family is not around and this is my apartment. So I feel like I should be able to do this. After listening and like considering, you know, your position, I do want to come to some compromise. And so I would be even willing to waive 2 weeks rent from you
so that you could maybe get an Airbnb or stay with your family so that you feel safe and your family feels safe so I can still have my Friendsgiving and, you know, you can feel considered and then we can move forward after that. But I'm not canceling and I would like you to compromise in the form of pardoning me.
And going to an Airbnb.
I mean, that's not a bad deal. She's giving her 2 weeks off rent.
To quarantine, right. To go quarantine.
Right, that's actually a good idea because you will be quarantined for two weeks. So that might be the safest.
Then you could have two parties, Angela.
Right, that might be the safest option right now. But you heard what Angela had to say, Lauren. How do you feel about her presentation and her condition?
I think her presentation's a little off because coming to a compromise would be just me conceding to her idea of having a party and then dealing with it. And also, you holding money over my head is not my favorite thing that I want to hear from my best friend. So that's not really an option for me. And I really think that you're being very selfish and inconsiderate. And honestly, I do not want to accept your pardon at all. I think that I'm going to go quarantine with my family for at least 2 weeks because you're bringing all kinds of germs into the house. And then I'm going to leave by the end of the year. I can't. This is too toxic. Like, I can't.
Wow.
This is not something that should be, like, compromised on or even discussed. It's a health issue.
So you're leaving the apartment, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't. Like, I understand, like, being a little loud if I'm working or, like, whatever. But, like, if you're going to hold the lease over my head over something that's a pandemic that people are dying every day and I don't want to risk that for myself or my family, that's insane.
Is like that more it, Lauren? I sense that that's more the reason because she keeps holding the apartment over your head. Is that the real reason? You just don't want to keep hearing that every time something comes up. It's my apartment. It's my apartment.
It's my apartment, yeah.
And you're paying half of all the expenses, too?
It's partly it, but as, like, if you had a best friend who kept saying that and, like, wielding that power and you went into a venture together, like, wouldn't you be upset if that was, like, that should not even be a factor. We're friends. Like, we're splitting the rent. I'm never late on rent. So, like, there's no reason for you to be holding 2 weeks rent over my head for me to go find an Airbnb during Thanksgiving. Like, no thanks, Ange. Thank you.
Wow. So,
you don't have to pay rent for 2 weeks. I don't think I'm holding it over your head. I'm trying to compromise.
That's not a compromise. Okay? A compromise would be like, hey, I'll try to find a different venue or I'll invite way less people that you're used to. Or, like,
five people and their partners.
Yeah, but I haven't
around
met
your,
like,
family, too.
My family
this
is my
not
family.
A black and white issue. This is not a black and white issue. It is not one way or the other. You're painting me like I don't care about COVID, and I just am so selfish, and I'm just having a party because I, like, want to have a party. That is not this. That is not this. This
I did not
know how. This is communication. I'm being ridiculous.
All fine. Right, ladies. All right.
By the end of the year, I don't care.
We have to make a decision.
I guess there's an open room in San Francisco coming up pretty soon.
Your decision, Lauren, is not a party. And you're also planning to leave the apartment by the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Bye. Good luck. Good luck. Finding someone.
Wow. Now, you guys still have to.
Oh, I'll be fine. Or whatever.
Wow. Okay, you guys still have to get through this together. Hopefully, you guys can sit down and at least work out
the
departure.
Don't sound like it, Tony. I think
they're
done.
Okay, so no pardon this morning. We're sorry, Angela, you didn't get a pardon. That's just how it goes. Some days we get them, some days we don't. We hope that you guys can sit down at some point and kind of get some type of agreement, at least on the departure or just moving forward. Okay, thank you so much. Bay Area, you could do the same, just like Angela and Lauren. Go to KBLX.com, click on to beg your pardon, present your scenario, and find out if you'll get a yay or a nay. All right, another beg your pardon right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.